Now time for a locker room check one last time from Yamaha Central boys head basketball coach John Thomas. After a couple of games from this past week, Coach Hoff, we'll start off with your win at Jefferson West. You guys won that 155-50. Your thoughts on that game?
Well, all in all, we played pretty well. Defensively, we were pretty good. Offensively, we had better rhythm. I thought we controlled the pace of the game well. I think we had a 16-18 point lead in the fourth quarter. Just real happy with the way we put together a good performance on Friday.
And Coach, tell us about some of those shots that you were able to hit down the stretch to secure the victory.
Well, unfortunately, we were not good from the free throw line. We only shot 60%. We went to the free throw line 35 times. We were good in transition, and we got ourselves some good buckets out of created by our defense, and we had people step up and hit some shots late that we were needing to hit to kind of stop a little run they were having in the fourth quarter, and I just thought we handled adversity pretty well there in the fourth quarter.
And talking about your guys' game on the 21st against Riverside, a tough one. You guys fall 39-37. Your thoughts on that game?
Well, played one of our better first halves of the year. I think we had a 6-point lead at halftime, 7-point lead at halftime. We were really happy at halftime with our performance. Probably the best defensive effort we've had this year. Something we've been hounding the guys about getting better at. We couldn't have been happier at halftime. For whatever reason, third quarter seemed to be our bugaboo, and we did not have as good a third quarter as we needed to have. And we certainly didn't end the third quarter the way we needed to. We had a turnover late in the third quarter, and that they came down the floor and hit a three basically at the buzzer to end the third. And we went from possibly up 7 or 8 to only up 3. That kind of set a tone for the rest of the ball game. We didn't handle ourselves real well in the fourth quarter either, when things got a little tighter. We had a lot of calls not go our way, and we got a little frustrated with that and didn't handle things the way we should have.
Now, Coach, tell us about the atmosphere, because it was pretty electric, so from what I've heard.
Well, they had a big crowd there. I assume their girls' team has got a really good record this year, and I'm sure they brought a lot of people in to watch their girls play, and their boys play so hard. They're so they're young and they're talented, and they play the game hard enough that they're fun to watch. I'm sure from a Riverside standpoint, the situation got pretty intense in the late fourth quarter, and I've been in those before, and they're a unique atmosphere to be a part of.
And shifting back to you guys now have a game in Concordia for Substate. That'll be at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Your thoughts on this matchup?
I haven't got to watch them much yet. We've seen a little bit of film. We're going to go watch them live tonight, actually, they're athletic. Some kids that can shoot the basketball any given night. They've got 6'7" inside. We kind of hope with our 6'8" and our 6'5" we're able to kind of neutralize that height that they have inside. I think it's going to come down to probably guard play in the end, and who gets a little better guard play, and probably who plays a little bit better defense.
That should be a fun one. It'll be right here on KMZA, so be sure to stay tuned. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. And best of luck on Tuesday.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Yamaha Central boys head basketball coach John Thomas here on Locker Room Chats, and brought to you by Left Ear Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. A reminder once again that Yamaha Central will be taking on Concordia. That game will be on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, right here on KMZA.